John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. I count it a joy to bring the message of the Lord, and the message today is on the Lord's promise, I will send you another Comforter. That is, of course, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. He is the Comforter, or the Vicar of Christ, who stands in for the Lord Jesus to minister to the hearts of God's people. When the Lord Jesus was soon to ascend to his Father, he promised his disciples that while I go away, I will send you another Comforter. And just as the Lord Jesus ministered to his disciples, teaching, guiding, strengthening, and encouraging, the Holy Spirit works in the heart of every born-again believer. The moment that you are saved, you are indwelt. The Spirit of God dwells within, and our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he lives in us to minister to us constantly. Then there is also the infilling of the Holy Spirit, that we should seek for power and for grace, that we may serve the Lord in this world, walking in the Spirit, living unto God in the strength and power of the Lord, not in our own strength. And so we can say that the Christian is never alone. And whether we be in the house of God or in jail or in the worst of circumstances, we always have the Lord with us right to the end. As we go through life and as we face death, right into eternity, the Spirit of God will never leave the born-again, redeemed child of God. So take heart in that, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the message from the pulpit of our church here at the Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale.
The Holy Spirit's ministry humbles us, warms us, but glorifies the Lord Jesus. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. When you are in a ministry that the Lord Jesus is exalted, honored, glorified, and made real to you, really, truly personal, that is the sweet influence and work of the Holy Spirit, another comforter. And just as the Lord drew near to his disciples, especially to John, what a friendship, what a warmth of spirit there was between them, and it was a transforming relationship. And the gospel is to be a transforming work within our hearts. And for all of this, of course, we are made wonderfully thankful. And I commend Jonathan for that aspect of his testimony tonight. There was a thankfulness for what the Lord has done for him. And he recognizes that this is a gift from God. And it is that spirit of thankfulness and of giving the Lord the praise. And so tonight we must say this is a tremendous gift. The Lord has given us the promise of the Holy Spirit. And I have known that, I have experienced that, and my heart cries out for more of that. That is a tremendous, a marvelous blessing to have another comforter. Now the other amazing thing I find here in verse 16 is that he will abide with us forever. He will never, ever be taken away. He will abide with us forever. What a reassuring promise this is. He was given to the church, and he has never been withdrawn. Now, you might have heard me preach that once in a while. The Holy Spirit has never been withdrawn. But that answers a whole lot of false doctrines, a whole lot of fears and follies that many have. It is the answer to the gospel of saved today and lost tomorrow. I was reading some of the statements of the Synod of Dort. By the way, the Synod of Dort has a 400th anniversary this year, and that one is the great controversy with the Remonstrants, who raised those five Arminian doctrines from which we get the opposite, the tulip, five doctrines of grace. They were the answers to the five statements of the Remonstrants that tore Holland apart. And the Netherlands nearly went to civil war over the whole matter. And there was this synod, the Synod of Dort, that drew up this doctrinal statement. And it left behind a tremendous testimony. And one thing is that the Holy Spirit is never removed from the regenerate believer. Once you're born again, you cannot lose the Holy Spirit. And the alternate side of that is that people can be regenerated, lose it, regenerated again, lose it, regenerated again, and lose it however many times. And that became a doctrine that really was undermining the reassurance of the gospel of the covenant of grace, a gospel of assurance. And here we have this wonderful statement of the Lord Jesus that he would give his Holy Spirit, who would be with us forever. There's another controversy it settles, and that is that left behind view. You know how there was that famous movie called Left Behind, and you had many of these Christians that were taken up. They had shots of pilots and airplanes and people in cars and all kinds of things, and Christians were just taken up in the rapture, and everyone else was left behind, and the Holy Spirit was taken out of the world. And then they would interpret that as the period of the great tribulation. The Holy Spirit is gone, the Christians are gone, and that is a very prevalent view, but it is not accurate. It's not biblical. The Holy Spirit is given to Christians forever. And while, of course, we may not enjoy the sweetness of his ministry equally at all times, yet, even when we're backslidden, and here is the difference between a backslider and a false, a hypocrite or a person who's a false believer, makes a false profession. A backslider, a person who's really born of the Spirit and is a child of God, when they lose out, when they draw back, when they grow cold, they can't enjoy the world. They can't enjoy sin. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's still in them, and they feel vexed. They feel convicted. The Holy Spirit is still operating within them. The Holy Spirit has not left them. Now, his ministry has changed. It's a bit like a parent who won't approve. A child has done something wrong, and until that's corrected and that is repented of, the parent cannot approve. You cannot say, good job, well done, let me encourage you. You can't say those things. Now, you're still a parent, but you can't have a ministry of approval to a disobedient child. And likewise, the Holy Spirit will not minister in reassuring blessing and grace in our souls while we are backslidden, cold, and prayerless. And we are brought, the backslider then is brought to the point of such misery that they must cry out, as David did in Psalm 51, even in tears and in a sense of total unworthiness, but a great need to be reconciled to God. The Holy Spirit will be with us forever. Would you take note of that tonight? Here in this promise, the Holy Spirit will be with you forever in every situation of life. Now, it's not a license to sin. It's not a license to draw back and grow cold, because you're going to be miserable. If you want joy and blessing in your soul, you want the Holy Spirit to be blessed. Now, how do we do that? How do we have the Holy Spirit blessing us? Well, notice 14 and 15, they really go together. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. Christ calls the disciples to live obediently, so to enjoy the ministry of the Comforter. If you go down to verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Here is the Lord coming in grace and comfort, a personal, loving relationship being enjoyed. And so we must demonstrate our love to God by obedient living. The doctrines of grace, the reassurance of the Holy Spirit will never be taken from us, does not lead to licentious living. It does not mean, well, you can live any way you please. You'll never lose the Holy Spirit in your heart. Oh, you will lose his approval. You will lose his joy in your soul. And he will be in your heart to convict and trouble. Now, it's often the accusation against salvation by grace and full assurance of salvation that it will only lead to licentiousness. That's wrong. The gospel is the gospel according to godliness. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will live up to his name. He is the Holy Spirit. And when he is in your heart, you will be sanctified, purified more and more and more. That's the ministry of the Spirit to your soul, to make you more and more holy. Did you know that John said that the Christian who is born again cannot sin? Now, I don't have time tonight. I'll have to ask you to read 1 John 3 and 1 John 5 to read the whole context of that. 1 John 3 and 1 John 5. But he that is born of God cannot sin because his seed remaineth in him. And that means he cannot go on and on and on sinning. Can't do it. It's too hard. It's too miserable. It's too upsetting because the seed, the gospel, the Holy Spirit remains within the heart. And he gives every believer such a conviction of the law. You know how the psalmist said in thy law, he meditated day and night, the blessed man, the Holy Spirit-filled man will truly delight in the law of God. There will be a loyalty to it, a love for it, a desire to walk in it, that he might glorify the Lord. And so this is a very clear test that you are the Lord's, that the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, and that you are walking in the light. If not, you won't have the blessed assurance. You won't have the sweet grace, joy, encouragement that is given to the believer. And so when the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, and I can see them, they must have looked at the Lord like deer in the lights. Their eyes must have been just Google-eyed. What? You're going? But I'm going to give you another comforter. So take comfort tonight that as a Christian, you will never be alone. You will have many bumps in life, but you will never be alone. And thank God for the Holy Spirit living within you. Pray to be empowered by the Holy Spirit every day. Pray for his ministry in your heart each and every day. That should be your morning prayer. That should be your constant prayer. If you look at chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You need to memorize that text. Lord Jesus, you promised that you would pray to the Father to give me another comforter. Lord, you can't be with me in your physical person. You're now at the right hand of God interceding. But oh, I need that promise to be fulfilled. I need the help of the Holy Spirit today and in every aspect of my Christian life, and confess that you cannot live godly on your own. And remember to pray for your brothers and sisters in the church. We need every Christian in this congregation to have the Holy Spirit's power in their lives. We don't want to see them come to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, defeated, dragging their feet in through the door and taking their seat in a state of misery. We want to see God's people coming in like John, in the Spirit on the Lord's day, full of the Holy Ghost, full of joy in the victory that is theirs in Christ. And you certainly don't need a dead preacher in the pulpit. We need more power. We need more fire. We need more of the Spirit, not less. And of course, Romans 8:9 is a very great warning. He that hath not the Spirit of God is none of his. Is none of his. Any man that hath not the Spirit of God is none of his. And so remember that now, although the Lord is gone from us, now, although the world is very hostile, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord as we seek to serve him. Even revival is possible, because when the Lord gave this promise to his disciples, well, it led to Pentecost, and they were to pray for this in Acts 1:4, that the promise of the Father would be given unto them, that they would receive the Holy Ghost. And we have to pray and minister in the expectation that God is working in us by his Spirit day, and don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Take this promise to the Lord, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. What a promise. Let's plead it daily.
Christ in me, my soul hath found, and found in me alone. The peace, the joy I sought so long, the bliss is still now unknown. Not God, but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. I sigh for rest and happiness, I yearn for them not thee. But while I pass my Savior by, his fire it hold on me. None but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in me. I tried the broken sisters, Lord, but now the waters fade. Even as I stood to drink, they fled, and mocked me as I prayed. None but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in me.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. I want to challenge you today to living the Spirit-filled life. Perhaps you are a born-again Christian and you feel, well, I don't feel that there is any third person of the Trinity living in me, and I don't feel that I have power with God. Well, I want you to know that there is wonderful power available. These are the promises of the Lord Jesus himself. We have those promises played out in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, where these apostles went forth, preached, God came down in power and shook the world. And we have yet to see what God can do with a truly Spirit-filled man or woman. And you can be empowered by the grace of God. Mendelssohn once visited a cathedral containing one of the most priceless organs in Europe. He listened to the organist, then asked permission to play. "I don't know you," was the reply, "and we don't allow any chance stranger to play upon this organ." At last, the great musician persuaded the organist to let him play. As Mendelssohn played, the great cathedral was filled with such music as the organist had never heard. With tears in his eyes, he laid his hand upon Mendelssohn's shoulder. "Who are you?" he asked. "Mendelssohn," came the reply. The old organist was dumbfounded. To think that an old fool like me nearly forbade Mendelssohn to play upon my organ. If we only knew what wonderful harmonies the Holy Spirit can draw out of our lives, we should not be content until he has complete possession and is working in us, through us, to do his will. What an apt illustration. And if we are living without the Holy Spirit's power, we have yet to see what God can do with us and through us. And it's not until each individual Christian is living in a Spirit-filled life that we will see what Christ can do in the world. And so I beseech you today to seek the indwelling and the empowering of God the Holy Spirit. Don't try to live the Christian life on your own, and certainly don't try to live it by rules and regulations. Don't try to live it in the strength of men, but seek with all your heart the indwelling power of the Spirit of God to give you victory in your soul. Join with me in praying for that today. Father, we thank thee for the reality and the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, and we have learned of the promise of the Lord Jesus to his disciples. We have seen in the book of Acts what that power is like, where God came down and worked in mighty convincing power. We thank thee that souls were converted and lives were changed. O God, we confess our desperate need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I call upon thee, O God, to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Give me this blessed inner power that I might serve thee day by day. And I pray for fellow born-again believers who are indwelt by the Spirit but need to be infilled. O Lord, you have promised to us another Comforter, that he would minister to us just as you ministered to the disciples while upon earth. O Lord, come to us to be our guide. Come to be our mouth. Come to give us a ministry that will turn the hearts of men toward God. Let your will be done. We ask and pray this earnestly in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We're on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.